Amen. In the name of Jesus, we begin this morning prayer session by singing hymn 358.
从爵士圣名开始早上的祷告会，我们唱诗358首。
We know that this trust in man or trust in God cannot be easily identified.
依靠人跟依靠神有时候是不是看得这么清楚。
You cannot tell whether I'm trusting in God or I'm trusting in man.
有时候你看不出我到底在依靠神或者在依靠人。
Whether I have faith in God or not, you cannot easily tell.
不是这么容易看得出我到底对神有没有信心。
When we read the chapter 17, we find that this is a chapter that talks about God searches the hearts of men.
17章这里就看到神是审查人心的神。
Not only God is angry with wicked deeds.
不单只神对那些罪而觉得就是憎恨这些罪。
In fact, God is also angry with those who do not trust in him.
神也对那些不依靠他的人而觉不喜悦。
When we read verse 5 to verse 6,
当读第五节第六节。
Here it mentions that those who trust in men are those who, whose heart have departed from the Lord.
所以这里说那些依靠人的，他们的心是远是离弃神的。
We know that this departure from God may not be easily seen.
所以这个离弃神这种心是不这么容易看得到。
It all starts from the heart.
这是从心里开始。
And then it gradually manifests in actions.
之后就从我们动作上能够表现出来。
We can see that whether a person trusts in God or not based on the things that he does.
所以看得到一个人到底是不是依靠神，就看他所做的，从他的所做的事情上能够看得到。
And also on the things that he speaks.
甚至他所讲的话我们就知道。
We'll begin to know whether this person is still with God or not.
就知道这个人到底是不是还是就是说跟从神的人。
As Christian, we want God to shower his goodness upon us.
作为基督徒我们希望神把他的福气浇灌在我们的身上。
We believe that we are his children.
我们相信我们是他的子民。
Surely our merciful God will give us what is best.
所以我们慈爱的神会把最好的给我们。
In verse 6 here it says,
第六节这里告诉我们。
He who has turned away from God,
那些离弃神的人。
Here it says, he shall not see when good comes.
他们是见不到这个福乐的来到。
We know that God always wants to give us what is good.
我们知道神常常要给我们就是所谓好的东西。
If God is a God of abundance,
如果神是一个富足的神。
Surely in our life we shall be filled with God's divine abundance.
当然在我们生活当中应该是从神那里得到很多属灵方面的富足。
Collectively speaking, the church is the body of Christ.
整体来说教会就是基督的身体。
If this is the body of Christ,
如果这是基督的身体，
then the church should be filled with the goodness of God.
这个教会应该是蛮有基督的这个好处。
Sometimes we cannot see it.
有时候我们却看不到。
We question ourselves why.
有时候我们要问我们自己为什么。
We say the church is not very spiritual.
有时候我们说教会不是很属灵。
The things that happen within the church is not edifying.
或者教会里面所发生的事情不是这么有造就的。
Maybe what we see is true.
其实我们有时候看到的是真的。
But from this verse we can see a more fundamental problem.
但是我们可以看得到一个更根本的一个问题。
What is that fundamental problem?
这个根本的问题是什么呢？
Because our heart is departed from God.
因为我们心已经离弃神了。
That's why whenever the goodness of God comes to us,
所以每当神的好处来到我们的时候，
we are not able to perceive it.
我们就不能够领受。
Sometimes we even see the goodness of God to be something which is not edifying.
甚至有时候看到神的这种好处当成一种不是很有造就的事情。
Give me a very simple example.
给你一个简单的例子。
We know that gathering itself is good.
我们知道我们聚集在一起是一件好的事情。
If our heart has departed from God,
但是我们的心已经离开了神。
We find that this kind of gathering may appear to be something very common and is monotonous.
我发觉到我们这种聚集只不过是一种很普通的一种聚集而已。
We cannot derive benefits from a gathering.
我们不能够从我们的团契当中来去得到一种益处。
Maybe there are some circumstantial difficulties.
可能有些环境上的一些困难。
But the more fundamental problem is because our heart has departed from God.
这个基本的原因 就是因为我们心已经离开了神。
That's why we can see, not see the goodness of God.
啊，所以我们看不到神的好处。
So I think we hope that through this spiritual convocation,
所以希望借着这个灵恩会,
we can once again rediscover the goodness of God in our life.
我们再一次从我们生活当中能够察觉到神的好处。
So that we can be enriched by the grace of God.
使到我们能够从神的那里得到丰盛的恩典。
The book of 1 Corinthians tells us,
哥林多前书这样告诉我们,
we have been given the Holy Spirit.
我们已经得到这个圣灵。
What is the function of the Spirit in our hearts?
圣灵的功用在我们心中是什么?
One of the functions is that we can see the grace of God.
其中一个功用就是能够看到到神的恩典。
Because the Spirit helps us open up our eyes to see the goodness of God.
神的灵打开我们的眼睛，能够看得到神的恩典。
Today, if there is a departure of our hearts from God,
如果我们的心离开了神,
surely we cannot see the goodness.
一定看不到神的好处。
And here it says, these people are like those who planted in the wilderness.
这些人就好像在沙漠的这种栽种的人。
They are like in a salt land which is not inhabited.
他们就好像无人居住的炎地。
We can turn to Deuteronomy chapter 29.
我们可以看《申命记》的二十九章。
Deuteronomy chapter 29.
《申命记》的二十九章。
We read verse 23.
二十九章的二十三节。
This is part of the curse that God mentioned to His people through Moses.
这是神借着摩西向当时的百姓所讲的一些，就是说一种神愤怒中一种咒诅的话语。
In fact, Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 5 and verse 6 summarized this entire passage.
其实十耶利米书十七章第五第六节就可以把这生命记这里的一种总结起来。
We read verse 23.
我们可以看到是三节。
The whole land is brimstone, salt and burning, and is not sown, nor does it bear, nor does any grass grow there, like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, Admah and Zeboim, which the Lord overthrew in His anger and His wrath.
又看见遍地有硫磺，有盐，有火焰，既有栽种，没有出产，连草都不能生长，好像神在愤怒中所倾覆的索多玛、俄摩拉、亚玛西遍一样。
So a person who has departed from God,
所以一个人离开神的时候，
his heart is likened to a piece of land which has been overthrown by God.
所以就他们心呢，就好像一片土地啊，神已经把它就是说弃绝了。
Completely devastated.
就是一片就是荒地。
Nothing can be grown there.
没有东西能够可以在那里栽种。
Not to talk about bearing fruit.
那就不用再讲出产了。
So today if we look at the problems in our life.
所以如果我们今天看我们生活上的一些问题，
or problems in the church,
或者教会里面的一些问题，
more often than not, we find that the fundamental problem is because our heart has departed from God.
很多时候这主要的原因，这跟主要的原因是因为心已经离弃了神。
Maybe back in our mind, we still believe that God exists.
可能我们在心在脑海当中，我们也相信神的存在。
But in our actions, in our thinking, we could no longer associate ourselves with God.
在我们的思想上，在我们的生活上，已经跟神没有什么关系了。
Whatever is done religiously is only a routine.
我们所做的一种信仰上的一种动作，只不过已经一种习惯而已。
We find that our heart is not there any longer.
你发觉到我们的心已经不在那里了。
It seems that whatever we have done here is required of us.
发觉到我们来这里只不过是一种我们要做一种要求。
But we cannot do it from a heart of honesty and integrity.
不能够从一个很真诚的心来去做一些向神做。
Now we turn back to Jeremiah chapter 17.
我们看回耶利米书的第十七章。
We read verse 7 and verse 8.
我们看第七节、第八节。
Here we can see a contrasting difference between verse 5 and verse 6.
所以第七节、第八节就跟第五、第六节那种很大的一种不同。
Here it begins by saying that blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord.
所以这里就说那依靠神的人 是有福的。
We find that this person, his hope is always pinned on the Lord.
发现这个人他的盼望都是在神身上。
Meaning that his entire self is engrossed in the Lord.
他的全部全身啊都在神的里面。
Again, this is very difficult to explain sometimes.
有时候也是很困难来去解释的。
This is something within a person, heart.
这是跟人的心里面有所关系的。
And it means that this person has established a very good relationship with God.
也可以说这个人跟神啊之间建立一个非常好的关系。
Now what are the benefits?
这里有什么好处呢？
Here it says he shall be like a tree planted by the water.
这里说就好像树啊栽在这个水旁。
This is similar to the description given in Psalms chapter 1.
这个跟诗篇第一章的描写是一样的。
And this is also similar to the description given in the book of Revelation concerning the this tree of life.
这启示录里面的生命树的描写是一样的。
So we find that this tree is planted by the water.
所以你发现到这个树呢，就是栽在这个水旁。
When a tree is well nourished by the river,
当这个树被这个水来去滋润的时候，
we find that it will not fear the heat.
你发觉到炎热来到它是不怕的。
The heat here can represent trials and tribulations.
这个炎热可以说是一种一种考验。
Times of uncertainties.
一种在信仰上的一种比如说不平安的时候。
So when a person is truly rooted in God,
所以当一个人真正的扎根在基督里的时候，
he can pass through all sort of trials.
他可以经过一切的一种试验。
Because God is always there to help him.
因为神一直在那里来去帮助他。
And here it says its leaf will be green.
这里说它的叶子必定是青翠的。
Meaning that it can never be affected by the heat.
也就是说他们不会被这个炎热而影响。
The last part of verse 8 explains.
最后一段这里先告诉我们。
He will not be anxious in the year of drought.
在干旱之年毫无挂虑。
Who isn't anxious about, you know, drought?
在干旱的时候有谁不挂虑的呢？
Let's say that in the UK.
比如说在英国。
Let's say there is a short supply of food.
比如说这里突然间缺少粮食。
Not just short supply, it's a chronic and short supply of food.
是很严重的一种缺粮。
Obviously, everyone is worried.
当然每个人都是担心哦。
Maybe we will rush to the supermarket and start buying.
可能每个人就开始到超市去买东西了。
To buy as much as we can.
买越多，我们尽我们所能来买越多的食物。
Why to store food for ourselves?
为什么把这些食物能够收藏起来？
But here is described that this person will not be anxious in the year of drought.
但是这里说描写就是说，在干旱之年，这个人是毫无挂虑的。
Why? Because his supplier is God Himself.
因为这个来源资源的来源是神。
If you look at it in a spiritual context.
这从属灵的角度来去看。
Even this person is put in a very difficult situation.
甚至这个人被放在一个很困难的处境当中。
I see that his surrounding area cannot offer him any food and help.
看起来他的周围不能够帮助他一些怎么样的，就是说有什么的帮助了。
But this person can actually find help in God.
但是这个人却能够从神当中来去找到这个帮助。
This is the difference between a person who is rooted in God and one who is not.
这个就是一个人扎根在基督里跟一个没有扎根在基督里的不同。
His life may be very adverse.
他的生活可能是非常的恶劣。
Just like in the year of drought.
就好像在干旱之年。
And yet he can find strength and nourishment from God and God alone.
但是他却能够从神那里得到这个滋润。
That's why the Bible says he will not cease from yielding fruit.
所以这里说他的结的果子是不止的。
In the most difficult of circumstances.
在困难的最困难的环境当中。
He is able to continue to bear fruit.
他可以继续的来去结果。
Everyone around him can see the goodness that he has received from God.
周围的人就能够看得到他从神那里所得的好处。
So here we have seen two types of people.
所以从这里我们就看到两种不同的人。
One who has God as their Lord.
有一种就是他们以主 啊，以神为他们的主。
The other one who trust in their own strength.
啊，另外一种就是靠自己的人。
So, we hope that in this spiritual convocation,
啊，所以希望在这个灵恩会，
we can look into this matter in our hearts.
啊，我们来去审查我们这个心。
We can ask this question in our prayer.
在我们祷告当中，我们可以问这样的一个问题。
To see to which group we belong.
我们看一下我们是属于哪一种人。
It's not saying that we have done wicked deeds in the eyes of God.
不是说我们在神的，不是说我们在神的眼中我们做了这种恶的事情。
But rather is the our relationship with God in our hearts.
重要的就是看我们跟神之间的关系是怎么样的。
So may God help us.
愿神帮助我们。
Now we are going to pray.
我们现在要来祷告。
In our prayer, we continue to pray for this today's spiritual convocation.
祷告当中，我们继续为接下来今天跟明天的灵恩会祷告。
We also pray for one another.
我们也彼此来代祷。
We pray for our brother Mike Parrott.
我们特别为我们的Mike Parrott 弟兄代
祷。And also pray for Brother Bernard.
我们也为我们的 Bernard 弟兄代祷。
He has had a successful operation.
他的开刀是很成功的。
So let's kneel down to pray.
我们一起跪下祷告。